Hey, it is Mock and Daisy, the chicks on the right here, with a very special interview, a bonus interview, if you will, something extra on top of the podcast that we do every day and on top of the deep dive that we do every week. We're doing a little extra bonus video with the CEO of a new credit card for conservatives called Coin, C-O-I-G-N. Rob Collins, very, very happy to have you here. Tell us about Coin and why conservatives are going to want to know about it.
Sure, sure. First of all, thank you for having me on the show. You guys have built an unbelievable platform. I know you're, I believe, Indianapolis-based. My wife and I met at the Casbah in Indianapolis up in Broad River.
Oh, wow.
I was on the David McIntosh for Governor campaign in 2000, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since. Four kids later and a whole lot, but Indianapolis, neither one of us were born there. We met there and have very fond memories of Indianapolis.
Love that.
About 6 years ago, I was in politics and I was helping get a lot of Republicans elected, and I started to notice conservatives were getting angry with corporate America. And we saw in the polling data, and I kind of filed it away, and I went and I built a business and was building my family and doing kind of stuff. But in the back of my head, I had this thing. And in the last 6 years, we've seen corporate America go from left leaning to left advocates. And about 2 years ago, during the heart of COVID, I just said, Rob, you've been dealing with this thing in your head for a long time. I said, let's spend an hour a day just working on it and just seeing if you can get it going. And you two have built something that's amazing and big and gnarly, and you know how hard it is just to get those wheels turning, So the first day was, I was counting down the timer on my phone just to wait so I could stop doing it. But in like a few weeks, all of a sudden I was 2-3 hours a day working on this project, and it really started to work well. I partnered up with some credit card folks. I partnered up with some great investors. And what we're trying to do is break a really bad habit, which is 10 times a week, 40 times a month, 480 times a year per credit card. And the average American, including conservatives, have four credit cards. Every time you swipe, you're helping liberal corporate America. Whether you're at Starbucks or you're buying something from the Reagan Library, they're taking a piece of every one of those transactions. They're putting in their profits and they're giving it to liberal causes. Billions and billions of dollars. These aren't small dollars. Liberal charities get billions of dollars from the top 10 credit card companies, the top 10 banks, top 10 corporations, and they give almost nothing to conservative charities. So there's not only a disadvantage, but also conservatives are the largest ideological group in America. They're the wealthiest, longest tenure in their job, married, own their own home, own their own car. Yet corporate America has decided not only can we not talk to them, not only can we not create products that cater to them, they actually create products that cater to a very thin sliver of America that don't represent our values, don't represent what we're doing. So this was an opportunity through a lot of hard work, a lot of great dedicated people to put together a product that every time you swipe, you're still getting 1% unlimited cashback rewards, just like every other credit card you have. You still have the same cyber protections. You still have the same everything, except every time you swipe, a portion of the merchant fee goes to a conservative charity bucket. And then once a quarter, we're going to have a vote. We're going to put four charities up and you're going to be able to vote on those charities. And the winner, everyone's going to get something. But, if you get 40% of the vote, that charity will get 40% of the charitable contribution. So we're pretty excited about it. It's a model that's worked in other places, but never tailored for conservatives.
I love this. I saw a video yesterday of Wanda Sykes. She's a comedian. She's not really funny. I don't think she's funny at all. But she was on, and I think it was like the Colbert Show or something. And Dan Crenshaw, Texas guy, had posted it on his page, and he was saying, "This is what liberals think of you." And she was saying something about how, I'm paraphrasing, of course, but she was saying something about how liberals pay for everything. They pay for everything, and that we are just like basically drains on them. And so all the stuff that you just said, everything you said, like, and I've always known this, we've always known this, that we fund so much of what liberals do. Right. We pump so much money into what liberals do. It's like such a fallacy. Like what her line of thinking is that they pay for us. Like that we're drains on, you know, them. And I'm thinking, oh my God, we fund so much of what they do, their charities, what they do. We put so much money. So it is so refreshing what you're doing, because we can finally start putting our money where our mouth is and putting our money into causes that we believe in. It's like, this is the kind of stuff that I love to see people doing. It's like, it's just so awesome what you're doing with this credit card. You know, it's just, it makes my heart happy.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, the key to this is getting conservatives to trust us, and that's on us. You know, we're going to build that up every day. We're trying to do stuff just to show folks that we're normal people who just happen to be running a credit card. But I think if we can get the message out and talk to folks and say, you know, you don't have to be on this hamster wheel of, they do something that annoys you, you go to Twitter, you go to the new, you're right leaning, they reinforce you that you're right, but there's a sense of like, well, I guess we should move on. And this is a way to fight back. It's a way to build up structures. And listen, we're trying to organize commerce, conservative commerce, because right now conservative commerce is spread over dozens of credit cards. But imagine, I mean, look at Disney. I mean, imagine being the Disney CEO. We just had a movie flop. We just got rid of our special billion, over $1 billion of tax exemptions just went poof because we're trying to cater to a very thin sliver of America. And then that's just one company where we got, as conservatives, we got organized. You know, we got, now imagine if in 5 years, instead of them having to work around us and either hide it from us, which they do frequently, or just say that's an, you know, racist or something else if we question it. Imagine if they actually say, you know, we better check in. We better make sure that the largest group of customers, the most affluent group of customers, actually is on board with what we're doing. And, you know, it's frustrating. And a lot of people say, you know, how are you going to do this? Or why are you working with these partners? And I always say, you can't cede 50, 60 years of corporate leadership to the left and get it back in a day. And so we have to build it up over time. And platforms like this that can get the word out are so critical to what we do, because the enthusiasm has been great. I mean, you know, this enthusiasm, but you know, I work with credit card guys and they're all ones and zeros and Excel spreadsheets and PowerPoints. So I said, what's our goal for signups? And they gave me a number and I said, okay, that seems reasonable. But we hit it. I went out, started spreading the word. We hit that May 8th and then we doubled that May 14th.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it was like, and we launched April 27th, just put in context. I'm sorry. So within days of announcing, we'd hit our goals for the month. And it just continues to roll. And yesterday we posted a video. You know, we're in testing phase. I'm testing out my card, and I did a demolition derby, and it was a mystery, it was a challenge, and just the comments from people who are just like, "This is awesome! Get me my card! I want my card! How can I get a card?" You know, just the enthusiasm has been awesome, because when you start these things, you don't know if people are going to be like, "That's really dumb! Don't do that!" or "I'm not involved." So it's been cool.
So what is the process then? So I know people go to coin.com to sign up, but then what do they expect from that point forward? How long does it take for them to get a card, or is that all still in testing phase, or what will happen when they sign up?
Well, I mean, if you're willing, I could break some news on your show today, if that's all right. We're live today. Today's the big day where, now we're not Cap One. We haven't been doing this for 30 years. So, what we did a wait list like all credit card companies do, just to kind of organize and see how big you're. And now so we've been testing with people like me, friends and family, just to make sure. And now we're going to start letting folks through. And I just have to set expectations. We're not letting 15,000 through. Like I said, we're not Cap One or other blush, just been mentioned by name, but a large credit card company. It's going to grow. And, you know, so we're going to see, you know, tens, then hundreds, and hopefully thousands down the road. But, you know, today is the day we actually turn on the switches and we're letting people through who we don't know. And they're going to get, if you're on the wait list, please sign up at as Mock said, at coin.com, coign.com. But if you're already on the wait list, we're going to just start processing folks, you know, a little bit at a time. And we're really excited. I mean, 2 years of work has gone into this, and just to be able to, you know, have your card. I mean, I have my card.
They're cool. I was going to say, they're cool looking. They're really cool looking.
Yeah, it says We the People. It doesn't really show up on the screen, but we have three versions of it. And three different cards, and you know, just to have like this little piece of plastic, it's, you know, it's awesome as a founder to see that manifestation of your creation, but also, you know, to have friends and family that've been using it for 6 weeks to call you and be like, I just changed my tires and I used my car and it worked. And you're like, yes, that's what he's supposed to do. I bought gas. Yeah. Just to know that folks, they're, you know, help is on the way. We're coming, we're building this thing, you know, but we're a startup. And so yeah, it's going to grow over time. And that's why we're so excited to be here today.
Yeah. And I think awesome. People feel, you know, like you said, when you felt surprised that people were so excited about this, it's because people feel underrepresented. You know, we experienced that when we started our site, you know, almost 14 years ago. I think we were like shocked that people even read it. But I think it's kind of the same phenomenon, because people like us feel very underrepresented. And now they're like, finally, you know, right. Somebody is helping in this commerce space. And it's really great. It's just great that you're doing this. We're super excited for you, super excited for the company. Just so excited for you to be uber successful. And then we hope that conservatives just, you know, just go and they sign up at coin.com. We're just overwhelmed with excitement about this.
You know what it makes me think of is that because of what you said earlier, Rob, when you were talking about how, and you gave the stats, the numbers of times people use their cards and how that, you know, that obviously adds up to so many purchases and so much money going to liberal causes. This reminds me of what liberals always refer to, the climate change activists always refer to as an offset. So to me, it's like, if I know I'm going to go and buy a Starbucks, if I use a coin card, at least I know that as I'm buying something from Starbucks, at least I'm offsetting that in a new mm-hmm. way that now I can do by my money going to partly conservative charities. That's a really nice way of kind of taking the sting out of a purchase that you might be making.
Or buying gas. God, yeah. Buying gas right now when it's so painful, at least you know that it's like that $100 tank of gas, you're at least doing something for a conservative cause.
It's a conservative offset.
Right.
No, you got it. You told it. My wife is really dedicated to shopping at places that support her values. And there are certain gas stations we have to drive down the road because we don't shop there anymore because of the causes they support. But, you know, when you're, you know, at the beach and you're on the boardwalk and the kids want ice cream, it's nice to know, like, when they're going into that big Northeast ice cream shop, that at least, you know, when you're swiping, you're fighting back a little bit and you're helping out the cause. And that's really why we built this, which is, we're not here to own the left or destroy the left. We're here to build up what we are. That's our prime goal. But there are certain times when, you know, they control the pipes, they control the tubes, they control everything. And there are companies, whether it's coffee or ice cream or jeans or whatever else you want, you know, camping equipment that just exists in the space. And at least, you know, there's no alternative, but at least I know when I go in, I am supporting them. I understand that intellectually, but I'm not every penny is going to them, and we're able to give back. And that's one benefit. And I think the future benefit is when it's the power of organizing this commerce is, the amount of money we can start to pump into conservative charities, I think, is the other side of the equation. That's, you know, it's like your paycheck when you put in that little bit into the retirement every month and you're like, oh, I wish I had that money. But then you start to see it grow. And that's the aha moment I hope we have here in a few, 3, 4, 5 years when people are like, oh, my goodness, how many millions did we just contribute just by all of us together? But we still get our cash back. We still have all the protections, the insurance, like all the stuff you have that you've had since you got your first credit card. It's all right there. But instead of, you know, you just feel that extra bump. And we're not just going to, you know, as you know, when you go to the hardware store and they say get round up and there's some charity they're giving to, you never hear what happened. I mean, we're going to have charities that are going to ask your support. You're going to be able to vote and you're going to hear what happened. Hey, with your contribution of $10,000, we did this. You know, we're going to try to have a cycle where it's not just kind of this, you know, charitable one-way direction where you're actually getting some feedback. And, you know, the response has not only been great, people have been enthusiastic, but they're also saying, hey, have you checked out this charity? Have you looked at this charity? What about this one? You know, and it really
they
does.
Have to say.
Yeah, it helps us find, because think of all the big charities, like name the top 10 charities you'd want us to give to. Now go through the list and say, which one of those would partner with a conservative credit card?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
you know, that's the awesome. Listeners go,
yeah, yeah,
So some folks have shown us some local charities that are doing some really cool stuff. We just didn't know they existed. And it's because we're a startup, you know. I'm head bottle washer, waiter, busboy, cook, chef. I mean, but we're growing, and it's so helpful to have people tell us, like, do this, you know, check this one out. So, you know, we found a charity that is helping folks in Ukraine who've been displaced. I mean, they were there before the American Red Cross. They were there. I mean, and someone just said, "Hey, have you tried to check out this charity?" And we're going to announce them in a few weeks as one of our charitable offerings. And this Ukrainian Freedom Project, and they're a really cool charity. It's just an American was over there and just said, "I got to help out." And he just started calling his friends, and he's been on Fox, and he's been on all these, just helping people who didn't have a place find, you know, from getting paper towels to getting medicine to getting a meal. And he took over a bar that he lived over, and he had 200 people in there at one point, just doing cool stuff that it's not, you know, something you hear every day, but it's something someone recommended to us. And we were like, yeah, check it out. That's cool.
Well, I can't wait to sign up at coin.com. Everybody watching and listening signs up at coin.com so that you can get on the waiting list to get your own conservative credit card. Rob at coin, thank you so much for your time today. Really, really, really appreciate it. So excited for you and for this whole thing.
Yeah, it's a movement.
It is. And it's a movement that is drafting off your success. 14 years you've been in the salt mines building this thing. I want to thank you for having me on. Sure. I hope we have a long partnership. I want to advertise that once we're big enough to do all those things. You guys were there when no one else was, and you said yes to me, and I appreciate it. So thank you. I really, really do. And I'm really cool with my wife today because she's a big fan of yours.
Well, we appreciate That's what you're awesome. Doing. Yeah, we really appreciate everything that you're doing. So thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye. Bye.